What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is Zachary Reality, and we are back for another interview and recap of Deal or No Deal Island. Episode 7 was on last night, and we are here with the most recently eliminated contestant, Alyssa. Girl, I was rooting for you. I was rooting for you.
I appreciate it. I wish I could have made it longer, but honestly, when it came down to it, I was happy leaving. I was happy staying. However the universe was going to work it out, I was good with.
Were you just ready to get rid of, get away from Stephanie? That drama was crazy at the end. It was such a big blow up. Like, what are your thoughts looking back at the episode and watching it?
No, I was really shocked, to be honest. And to be like fully transparent, I stopped watching after the excursion and I did not watch the temple portion of the show just because I am really protective of my energy. And that was an incredibly traumatic experience. It was over 7 months ago, but I lived it myself. I experienced it myself. I didn't feel the need to welcome any negative energy into my home, into my sacred space. So I actually didn't watch it. So the edit, I don't exactly know for sure everything that happened, although I can speak from my own experience. And it really did shock me. The way that everything ended, I was like not expecting that at all. I will say that earlier that day, we were taken in groups of two off camp to go train for a future excursion. We would do safety trainings because that was obviously a requirement if you're working with machinery or things. So I was walking with Jordan. We were passing this tent that was like the first aid tent, and Amy was in there talking to someone from production about how heavy it was feeling constantly having Stephanie talk about her hatred towards me and how that was affecting her. And probably wasn't meant to overhear this conversation, but I did.
Yeah.
And in that moment, that's when it kind of hit me where I was like, okay, wait, I'm thinking like, okay, I really don't like this lady. I'm never going to see her on the outside of this. Like, it's just a game. Let's get through it. If I have the opportunity to get her out, I will. If she has the opportunity to get me out, she will. That's kind of where we're at. But in that moment, I was like, hey, wait, I think this is actually a little bit deeper than anything I'm even considering as like a realm of possibility right now. So that was the first moment I was cued into being like, okay, wait a second. I think this might be more intense than I realized. And then when that happened later in Temple, I thought about that moment and I was like, okay, there's definitely something deeper here. I don't know what it is. I don't know what part of me really like triggered this other person to the deep level that it did. And I'm like, truly, I'm sorry for that. And I feel for her in that moment. Like, I feel nothing but compassion for her. And I wish her nothing but the best. But yeah, there was no reason for me to rewatch and relive that. I think that I was meant to go through it for whatever divine reason the universe needed to put me through it. And I needed to learn and grow and come out of it stronger, which I am. And I did. But at the end of the day, I truly felt like I was playing a game, and game's the game. We get outside and it's all fine. But no, that was completely out of left field for me, at least on the receiving end.
I can totally understand why that would be triggering for you. You know, as a viewer, we're watching, we're like, whoa, this is some good drama. This is some good entertainment. But I'm glad that you were able to break down like how it was more intense than the game for you and that it did get personal. So I'm sorry that you had to go through that. And I'm sorry that you were eliminated the way that you are, because it wasn't like a vote off. It was like one person winning, you know, the game and particularly getting you out. Was that like an ego punch?
It was also just the doubling down. Oh my gosh, my cats are like eating.
Oh, no worries.
But it was just the doubling down for me, like after she opened the case and made a good deal, not allowing me even the space to speak with Joe for my exit to talk about my experience and to talk about the highlights of my experience. Like, I came home with 20K. I made some incredible friends from the show, people who will be at my wedding, in my wedding. Like, there's so much good that I took away from this experience, and to not have the opportunity to really even speak on that at all because she was still talking over me in that moment. She was still making faces. She was still rolling her eyes. I leave. She's still doubling down. Like, I've heard what Rob said. Like, thank God Rob stepped in and said something, and I really gained a lot of respect for him in that moment. But then as soon as I left the game, my heart was just with Aaron, and I had no idea at that point he had left Temple and was considering leaving the game. I was being held in a van over to the side, like waiting to go somewhere in the dark. And my heart was really just with him, because I knew our friendship was like so true, and to have me leave the game was going to be way, way harder on him than anyone else, obviously. So I wish there was anything I could have done about it, but it was out of my hands.
Yeah, I will say, as a viewer, as much as I love the chaos, you know, I did want to see some resolution, and I was hoping that at the end of the episode that you and Stephanie would make amends and be like, you know what, time to go. So I'm sorry, and I'm glad that you were able to speak about that, and I'm happy to hear you, and I'm glad that everyone's tuning in and listening. But as you mentioned, there were a lot of other aspects of your game, and I loved your sass and your confessionals. I thought you were great at the challenges, and I loved your friendship with Aaron and Rob. And I'm wondering what you think for them moving forward without you, you know, the trio, you know, how is it going to go for them?
It's definitely going to be challenging. I know that Rob was trying to put in the work to hopefully pull some people in, Nick or Dawson or maybe Jordan, in the event that Aaron and I left, because like we were a solid alliance from day one. And the edit kind of shows where it's like really Aaron and Rob, and then really Aaron and me, and then like kind of us together. We're being Rob soldiers or whatever, which honestly, it was an honor and privilege to be a Boston Rob soldier.
Sign me up.
I had so much fun playing the game with him, learning from him, and not only like on camera, but off camera. I took the time really to get to know him as a person. I had no idea who he was. I've never seen Survivor. And I was honestly sitting there on the beach one day, and he was teaching me the difference between like coconut colors and how to tell what's good for the coconut water, what's good for flesh to eat, and how to open a coconut. And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, people would kill to be me right now, to have this like interaction and sit on a beach with Boston Rob and like have this like teacher moment. But I definitely think it's going to be a challenge for them moving forward. They are definitely down in numbers. But yeah, what is crazy is I actually did know about the Night Owls alliance while I was in the game, because I also had an alliance with Dawson from day one. We had a final two deal. We, being the two queer people on the show, really wanted to make history on the very first season and hopefully make it to the end, have a queer final two, have a queer winner, whether it be me or him. I then made a final two deal with Aaron, and that is the deal that I absolutely would have honored to the end. I know there's like a little clip of me maybe turning on Aaron that was so edited and pulled together in a way that did not happen that way.
What it was is that it seemed like you told Rob that Aaron was potentially going to go after Rob.
Yeah, Aaron and I had both had a conversation about when it's going to be time to go after Rob. We will. So then I tried to pull the reverse on Rob, tried to pull the Rob on Rob, and clearly it didn't work. But you can't fault me for at least trying, just like how I tried to plead my case to Amy in the episode prior. You can at least say that I didn't go out like not trying. So but Rob, Aaron, and I were really tight from night one, day one. Mm-hmm. We still to this day are really tight. We talk every single day. I've talked to them both before I started interviews today.
Nice.
And they will both be at my wedding.
Oh, that's amazing. What was your favorite challenge in the show, on a lighter note? And what was it like competing in those for you?
Okay, so probably the snakes with the explosives. That one was the most jaw-dropping to me, like more so than the mud. The mud was like out the gate. That one was a lot. I remember standing on the stage afterwards and looking around and being like, what the did I sign up for? But it was the snakes and the explosives where I was like, oh my gosh, like this is one of those like excursions where you're like, I'm like on a reality show right now, like competing. It felt the most exciting, exhilarating. I wish I would have gotten in the water first. I think I could have beat Rob. I freaking didn't know I could swim that fast. It was like a torpedo down the water. And we probably could have gotten that high case, but you know, would have, should have, could have doesn't exist. And I'm happy for my journey just the way that it was. I wish it could have ended on a more positive note, of course, but I have no ill will towards anyone in the game. Truly, there's people there, and I told Aaron this time and time and time again. I'm like, it's just reflective of life. There's people here that you like, that you dislike, you'll be friends with on the outside, people who you'll know for your entire life, and people who you won't. Like, there's people here that I would never stop on the street and talk to. And that's okay. I'm like, it's just a game. We're here for 1 month. We just have to get through it. Play the game to the best of your ability with the tools that you have. And that's it.
You are walking away with 20,000, as you mentioned. Could you remind our listeners, like, what episode and how you got that money?
Yes, that was episode 2, the partner excursion with the climbing the tree for the arrows and then shooting. I was partnered with Kim, who missed every single arrow, which was super frustrating. But I did tell Kim, because we were told about the personal offers before we went to compete. And I told Kim I was going to go for it. She was like, absolutely, you do what you need to do. At that point, we had no idea. Is it a personal offer just for the person who grabs it? Is it for the team? Like, we have no clue. So I get up there. I get it. I realize that I'm, like, pretty much last with Aaron at this point. And Aaron isn't even halfway up the tree at this point. So I get up there. I get my flag. I get down. And I'm back to Kim. And she misses every single target, putting us in the bottom two. So then when we were all lined up for the case reveal, Joe asks who has a personal offer and would like to split it with their partner, and some hands start to go up down the line. And I kind of like nudged Kim with my shoulder, and she whispers in my ear, she says, "Don't you dare." And I was like, okay, I really didn't want to, but if you were going to make a big deal about it, I would have split it for the optics of it. But she already had $10,000. She was at that point the only person with a personal offer that was literally handed to her by Branson in the first episode. So I'm thinking, why would I also hand her another $10,000 when she didn't hit a single target and put me in the bottom two with her? If she would have made a big deal about it, I totally would have shared it just based off of how it would have made me look. But I didn't, because she told me not to on the spot. And I was like, okay, sweet. I like this.
Damn. I mean, the prize money for this show is so crazy. The fact that it's going to be over 3 million and who knows how high it will go. So I am so excited to see the rest of the season. We only have a couple minutes left. So do you want to give us like a tease or something that you want to predict for the rest of the season of why viewers should tune in? Or should we not tune in since you're off the show?
No, I think you absolutely should keep tuning in. First of all, Boston Rob is still there and he's playing an incredible game. But also my closest ally, Aaron, is still in the game. And you have to tune in to see if he stays, if he goes, what kind of decision he makes after that heated temple. But also just really supporting the two of them, my alliance members, till the end. I hope to see them do incredibly well. There's you know, two of them left, and also Jordan, who I had a really great relationship with. And you know, people who I feel really deserving of the prize money. So I would love to see, I don't know. I'm excited to see the rest of their journey, because I obviously wasn't there to see it. And there really is no hard feelings. It's water under the bridge. This is a game that happened 7 months ago. I have, you know, taken the lessons that I've needed to learn from it. I've grown, I've come out of it stronger than I was prior to going in. I've learned a lot about myself and about others, and also about the experience of what it is like to go on a reality show. Because I will just say, if you're a person wanting to go on a reality show, especially a competition show, it is night and day what you think it is when you actually get to experience it. And it's an incredible experience. I'm so glad for it, but it is nothing like how you think it is.
That's a great way to leave us. Thank you so much for your insight, your time, and your tea. Also, congratulations, I saw you just got engaged a couple months ago on Instagram. Thank you so much for coming on. Where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Alyssa Cleansing, which is my first and last name, so follow me.
I love it. All right, thank you so much. I'll chat with you later.
Bye.
Bye.